This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
Ben Schwartz, our new friend.
I am blown away that this is happening. That was such a great question.
Middays 10 till 2.
Only a Chicago sports radio show. I'm so thrilled. Well, that was a very
knowledgeable. We're well-rounded crew okay. Around here.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
113, 111 New York, 8.3 left. Ball holding and looking out in front to Booch. Booch, one bounce, dribble handoff to Kobe. Kobe steps back, leans in. The pass to Booch, turnaround foul line up. Air ball game over. Oh, no!
Dude, it's okay. Everything will be all right. It's just the Bulls. They're not really worth losing a lot of sleep over right now. They'll lose enough games. They'll get a draft pick, and the world will keep spinning. Let's talk some Bulls with Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times. He has been covering them for years at Joe Cowley Hoops on Twitter, the Sun-Times Bulls reporter on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Hello, Joe. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Good. Did I hear Billy Donovan a couple days ago seem starting to get a little peeved? And I liked it. I like what he said. Like, look, if I play this guy, you're going to say he doesn't deserve the minutes. Why is he getting minutes? And if I don't play the guy, they're going to say, why aren't you playing the young guy? So I can't win either way. Was he talking to the media? Do you think he was maybe venting a little bit about the position his bosses have put him in? Where did that come from?
It came from Sam Smith asking the question five different ways and Billy trying to get on the same page with Sam. I know exactly what you're talking about. No, I mean, look, Billy doesn't get pissed. I mean, that's just his demeanor. He was not peeved. I think he was trying to get on the same page with Sam. Sam Smith was arguing, well, why play the usual starters? You know what Booch is. You know what he has. You know that he's coming back next year as of right now. Why not play Zach Collins? Why not lean on those minutes and develop the rest of the season? So they were trying to get on the same page, and they were going back and forth. So I think that's probably the clip that you heard or got focused on. It was those two trying to understand each other.
Joe, I looked at the end of last night's game in regulation, at least, as kind of where we are with this Bulls team. Nice play drawn up. Had I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then the reality of who was down there with Vooch, even though he had a size advantage and a guy that has made his name as a two-way player, showing you just how good he can be defensively. And this seems like what the rest of the season is probably going to look like in games in which the Bulls compete. Is that a fair way of looking at things right now?
So the end of regulation play, Vooch said he probably should have gone left-handed because
yes.
They obviously had the right-handed scouted. So you know, there was no doubt he would have done that differently, considering he did have a size and physicality advantage. The last play of the game was kind of weird. And again, you brought it up. Is this what we can expect from this Bulls team? Well, this is the growth that guys now have to make with DeMar gone and then Alex gone and then Zach gone. Well, now they're starting to see a guy like Kobe White is starting to see the game plan. The defensive game plan is focused on him. So now what's his adjustment? What's his counter move? And, you know, they got the switch they wanted. They got Prince, they got Achiura to switch onto Kobe, which is what they wanted. Kobe just didn't shake him long enough. You know, even Billy said he wished he would have took a couple steps back, give himself a little runway so he could try shaking the big and get the shot off. It didn't happen. Achiura, to his credit, did stay with Kobe as much as he could, and then that kind of forced a bad pass and put Vooch in a bad position where it's just a prayer. But, yeah, I mean, this is what they are. But I will say there is a concern. The Spurs losing Wemby because they were ahead of the Bulls is a concern. The 76ers any day now announcing Joel Embiid is going to be shut down because they see the writing on the wall is a concern. You know, they need the Bulls need teams like Toronto and Brooklyn to really kind of do what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, showing some signs of life, showing that they are not in full tank mode to kind of help the Bulls cause. Otherwise, this could be an ugly play-in appearance and not the draft spot you want to be when the lottery comes out. It doesn't mean you can't hit gold, but you're lessening your chances with each one of these scenarios that's happening. And, yeah, that's concerning. And these guys are still playing hard, as that game showed last night. They're still going to compete at a high level. They're just a talent deficit almost every night they go out there. I will say this. They play Philadelphia twice. Do the right thing. They play Philadelphia twice. Do the right thing.
It's the last game of the season, right? It's coming up Monday, and then I think it's the very last game of the season.
Last game of the season, and then fly out Monday. Yep.
So based on what you just said, I've been trying to coax Dan through this. I was like, look, Dan, they're gonna have a lottery chance. It just may be small because even if they get into the play-in, we all know they're not going to win two road games to get into the actual playoffs. But to your point, I've been following the Sixers, and you're right. They could shut down Joel Embiid. There was a point where I thought the Hawks might catch them coming the other way, but I think they're just too good even without some of their key players that have been either moved and or out for the season, whether you're talking about Jalen Johnson, and DeAndre Hunter. And I look at the Blazers. Right. They had won 9 of 10 at one point. I was like, look, Dan, pay attention to these Blazers. They've lost 4 in a row since. You mentioned Wimby. We know what the Spurs are. I would even intimate that the Suns could at some point say, hey, you know what? It's not happening. We also would like a ticket in this and to have our ticket be bigger than it would be if we finish in the 9th or the 10th spot in the West. And obviously it goes to overall. But it's looking like a Bulls team that I thought would have guaranteed at least the 8th best odds could end up with maybe the 10th or 11th best odds. And that's not good for anyone involved, right?
No. I mean, I think right now, I mean, you brought up the 10. I think they could slip to 10, and I think they could get as high as 6 if things go right.
Right.
It just feels like things aren't going right now. And so, and this gets back to the beginning of the season when we were, and I say we as the media, most of the media were preaching that it's okay to showcase Zach LaVine and Vooch or think that you have to, but the league already knew what they were. If they were going to trade for him, they were going to trade for him. It didn't matter if all of a sudden. Now, the one thing I will say Zach LaVine did do was he definitely put a new chapter out there about the man. Maybe not the player. He was still kind of Zach the player. He was a willing defender. That was kind of new. But the man kind of got out there, and there were teams and executives that asked about him, whether it was to the media or to the Bulls. So that was different. But you won too many damn games in the first 35, 40 games that were supposed to be showcase of the talent, and now that's why you're kind of swimming up that stream and hoping that other fish die or get some fins, and you know what I mean? And this is the situation you're in, and it's not ideal when you went into it knowing this was a tank year for a lot of teams and knowing that next year is also a tank year for a lot of teams. So you didn't pick a lane quick enough.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I'm trying to convince Dan, and I don't know that I've convinced him. I was like, listen, we can't have...
What's Dan hung up on? Bernstein, what are you hung up on?
Well, what am I not? Well, okay. The Josh Kinney situation.
Here's how I understand it. Because the Bulls bid against themselves on Patrick Williams rather than allowing the market to set his price, Marshall is extremely concerned that they haven't learned their lesson, and games like last night where Giddy tantalizes with some of his ability may be enough to make them do it again. I hope he's wrong. I'm about 50-50, but I hope the Bulls will not make that same mistake.
It's not just about them necessarily offering something before he signs an offer sheet somewhere else. It's more about if the offer sheet comes back high, oh, we got to match that and keep him. I'm like, yo, just say he's not part of the 9 to 10 guys that you need to be good.
Well, I can give you both good news and bad news. I can say that I do think they will let the market set a price this time because they know that there are a lot of cash-strapped teams and teams up against the apron and teams that just don't have a lot of maneuverability. The bad news is if there is a offer that you're like, you can't do that, they will still do it and match it because they cannot lose face on...
On the trade.
On the trade and not getting a draft pick back because Josh Giddey was so important for Alex Caruso without a draft pick attached that they will die on that hill. And they've died on many hills in this front office.
Oh, I know.
So don't think that's not a tough hill for them to die on compared to some of the other crap they've died on.
Joe, at what point do they stop dying on hills? It's okay to just walk off the hill and be like, you know what? That territory now belongs to you. We have other fish to fry since you were using the fins and dead fish.
Wow, we got a lot of metaphors competing here.
I don't know if they understand that until 2 years from now, Michael Reinsdorf finally says this was not the right guy. The contract extension is up and this front office has
to
go.
It's too late then.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's the boat they're in. There's still a $1 billion industry. Reinsdorf still considered this the moneymaker and the White Sox the passion. You're rethinking it too hard. You're trying to make it something that's different from what we already know. Yeah. It's not. It is what it is. And this front office, the only edict this front office has been given by ownership with the painting themselves in the corner they have is we hired you, you fix it. And I think they will have at least, well, I already reported they will, no one's going anywhere this offseason unless it's their own choice. But I think they will have at least the length of their contract extension. So I would give them the 25, 26 draft class and then reassess where they are.
I don't know if anybody else cares about this, but I kind of felt bad for Adama Sanogo seeing that he's hurt. And then they're like, well, you're on that two-way deal and now we can use this to maybe look at another prospect. Of course, it's another point guard prospect. But if I'm Adama, I'm like, come on, what do I got to do? You know, he's averaging 20 and 11 with Windy City. He's a terrific guy who's done everything. Right. Look, I know he's not probably an NBA player, but is there some arrangement by which they can take care of the guy? All he did was get hurt.
Yeah, it kind of feels very Max Strusi, doesn't it? It feels a little Max Strusi.
I don't think they're going to have to worry that he's going to become that kind of player.
Because the problem is he's just a tweener. He is what he is. He's just an undersized, hardworking rebounder that really doesn't translate to the NBA.
But yeah, below the rim big. Yeah.
Right. And that's the cutthroat part of this business. So, no, I don't think there's any arrangement made. I think they just said, he's hurt and hell, let's get a 12th guard in the system. And so they went in and got one. So,
okay. I just felt bad for him, but I guess he'll go overseas and he'll.
The hell with him, Bernstein. You know? That's the NBA.
Hey, it's too bad.
The horrors.
Yeah, it's too bad for him. The Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu situation now, especially with this injury to Ayo, when is this going to sort out? And do you know how actively they're thinking about how. Because it doesn't seem like both are going to remain as in the rebuild. Right.
There's a lot of phone calls made back and forth on Kobe. I think they feel like they have a lot of groundwork for the offseason. But I will say this. They really want to put a lot on Kobe White's plate these final 26 games. He knows that. He talked about that yesterday after the game, both on the record and off the record, that he knows the focus is on him. They want to see how he and Josh Giddey continue to coexist. If they can coexist, it's not that the two don't like each other off the court. It's far from that. But there has been a lot of clunkiness between the two because Kobe finally felt like he earned something last year to have the ball in his hands and put up arguably all-star numbers in doing so. And then after 1 year, you're going to take that from me. I mean, so I think he just felt like that was, they kind of did him wrong. Without doing him wrong, you know, they felt it was improving the team, but you know, it was what it was. So I'm anxious to see how these final 26 games go for these guys and how they coexist, if they can understand playmaking, who has to do what. And so it will be interesting. I think that could say a lot as far as decisions made if the mind isn't already made up.
Agreed. Joe Cowley, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, you guys take care.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.